Turning to sports on KNKX, the University of Washington and Washington State University football teams begin their 2019 seasons on Saturday. The Huskies host Eastern Washington University in Seattle at noon, and the Cougars host New Mexico State in Pullman at 7 p.m. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked about how both teams look this year. Art, both teams have new starting quarterbacks this year. Let's talk about them, starting with UW.
By reputation, Washington has a big advantage at quarterback in Jacob Eason. He is a 230-pound strong-armed quarterback. A lot of people are picking him to be in the first round of the NFL draft whenever he goes. And he was a prep All-America at Lake Stevens High School, and he chose to go to Georgia, a Southeastern Conference power, and actually started as a freshman before he got hurt. And then couldn't win the job back, so he transferred from Georgia to Washington a year ago and had to sit out last season. So he's become number one at Washington, but it came at the expense of Jake Haener, who quit the team saying that because he lost the job, he wants to leave and transfer out. And so there's controversy at Washington about this because the successor to Haener as backup is a redshirt freshman by the name of Jacob Sermon. You don't have to be a Jacob to get a scholarship at Washington.
It just seems like that.
It just seems like it helps. But he's not ready to be a starter. And if Eason gets hurt, there's going to be a major crisis in Montlake. So in addition to that, Chris Peterson, the head coach, also had a second quarterback, a redshirt freshman, leave in the spring. Colson Yankoff is now at UCLA. And Peterson inflamed the controversy, I guess, because he did not grant Yankoff a waiver when he transferred in the Pac-12 because they say an interconference transfer, you got to sit out a year. And Peterson said, let's stick to that. Hmm. And UCLA is upset. So lots of backstage drama here.
And there's no shortage of drama at WSU either. Who's the new quarterback there?
Right. Yeah, it was a bit of a surprise. Anthony Gordon is the new quarterback at Washington State, succeeding Gardner Minshew, who was the NCAA passing yardage leader last year when he led Washington State to an 11-2 record. Gordon got the job the old-fashioned way. He sat behind Minshew and before that Luke Falk, and he's a fifth-year senior who has graduated to the position of starter. And he beat out a graduate transfer, a guy from Eastern Washington, Gage Gubrud, who was supposed to be the heir apparent to Minshew, but really just didn't do as well as Gordon did in training camp. So it's a bit of a surprise, fifth-year senior finally getting his first action. But beating out the star at Eastern Washington was a big deal. And I guess, you know, the only way to know here is they're going to give him a chance and they've got a good backup in case he falters.
So how do you think the seasons are going to go for both teams?
Well, there's been a lot of graduation losses for both teams. The Huskies finished 10-4, but one of those wins was over Washington State in the Apple Cup. That allowed the Huskies to win the Pac-12 North, and then they went on to win the championship game and went to the Rose Bowl, where they lost to Ohio State. I don't think this year's team, especially on defense, where they've only got two seniors, is going to be nearly as good as they were a year ago. I think Eason's going to be fine on offense. It's going to be a lot more spectacular ball, but I don't see them winning any more than 9 games. And I would say 9 is about the maximum for Washington State because they also had graduation losses, and it remains to be seen about Gordon's ability. So I think both teams are going to be down a bit, but it won't be terrible and could end up being a lot of fun in the Apple Cup.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.